Got my voicemail. You know what to do.
Hey, it's Tom from Keith there. I had a great idea. We're going to need 2 ping pong battles, an inflatable kayak, and a dog no larger than 20 pounds. Get back to me.
I'm going to drink this, and I'm going to get dirty.
What do you need blood for? This is radio.
How many beers have you had today?
Not any of your business.
Back in my days of trying to get drunk in the janitorial closet.
I was Bear Grylls when I was 8. I'm a little drunk.
So, welcome to Geek Beer Podcast. I'm T-Nizzle Dog Fizzle Riz... Tom. I'm Tom.
I'm just Ethan.
Yeah.
I'm not clever enough to come up with a good name for myself.
Nor was I. I lost steam like halfway through on that one.
All right.
So, tell us about what we got here up on deck. I'm excited about this.
I'm too, actually. It's sort of a... Brewers Association released their top 50 beer list.
Oh, yeah.
And they released 2 separate ones. There's one for, like, all beer companies, and there's one for just craft beer companies.
Yeah.
So, like, the all beer company sort of looks like you'd expect it to look, right? It's Anheuser-Busch, PBR, Miller Coors, right? But right below that is Sam Adams. And then right below them is Sierra Nevada.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've got these Sierra Nevadas in my fridge. I thought it'd be fun to break out a few of the hoppier ones and sort of compare them, sort of see what we could find out about them.
So it's Sierra Nevada night. So we got our 12th released Harvest, which is a wet hop ale, and Ethan's going to talk about what the fuck that is, I think, in a minute.
Yeah, whatever that means.
I have no fucking clue. Then we've got the
Sierra Nevada. Frush me.
Budweiser! Torpedo. Which is the one that they make with their, they've got something that they call their torpedo, which is why this is called a torpedo.
Oh.
That they also dry hop their beer through right before, I guess, bottling.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
Like the, Randall?
The Randall, yeah. Randall. So it's something similar to the Randall. So they dry hop their beer through something similar to the Randall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I never heard that.
Yeah. And that's why part of the reason why they do that is because they have this special hop they're using and there's not a lot of it available.
Oh, interesting.
Right? And so...
They want to get everything out of the
They want to get everything out of it they can, so they use something similar to the Randall to do their dry hop. And then we're finishing off the night with the Bigfoot Barley Wine Style Ale.
And I can't figure out why they call this Barley Wine Style.
I think part of it might be is because it doesn't have a terribly high alcohol content. I lost it now. It's something like 8.
I'm almost sure it's 9%.
9%, which for a barley wine is actually
Yeah, it's actually
low.
Pretty low, yeah.
So
I guess maybe they're just going for the flavor rather than the...
9.6. Well, no, that's
low end for barley wine.
It's low end, but they might also just...
It's good enough to sit on your shelf for a while.
I think the difference between barley wine and barley wine style is, you know, how drunk the marketing department was when they made the label, too. So it might not mean anything at all.
Yeah, it might be historical, too. Like, yeah. Maybe just started out that way.
So...
All right, so those are the 3 beers we have tonight.
Yeah. So this first one, I'm excited for 2 reasons. One, I've never had it before. And 2, it's in a giant bottle.
Is it? Is it bigger than a bomber?
It's bigger. It's a 24-ounce bottle, but it's bigger than the 2 other bottles we've got sitting here. So
it's the size of them combined, actually.
Giant. Whoa. This is the 2008 12th released Harvest Wet Hop Ale.
I'm fairly excited about this.
Do you know what that means, by the way? Hop?
I do.
What does that
mean? It means... They have a field in...
Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm going to get really bored unless I've got some beer in me while you're just explaining this. So let's go ahead and crack this open first. Oh, yeah.
All right. So while you're pouring, Sierra Nevada has a field outside of Yakima where they get the hops for this beer. And they say on the bottle somewhere what hops they are. And they... once a year, they ship the hops. They have the hops shipped straight after the harvest, so they don't get dried beforehand.
Oh, okay.
So they still have, like, all the hop oils and shit in them.
All right, this is interesting, and I'm not drunk.
That's good to know. So anyway, I thought this would be fun to compare. They advertise it as what, an amber?
They advertise it as a wet hop ale. Duh.
All right, so they call it a wet hop ale. And I'm assuming that it's going to be somewhere in the sort of barley wine IPA range. It's 6.7% ABV, and I've been excited to try it. I haven't read anything about it intentionally. I wanted to try it on Geek Beer and see how it was.
Come in blind,
yeah.
As it were.
So shall we taste it?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you want to make any notes here about the fact that, I mean, the head retention is rather low? you know, It's not a clear beer. It looks like it probably is bottle conditioned, I'd imagine. Is it? I could be wrong, but just the clarity on it looks a little foggy.
No, it doesn't look bottle conditioned, oh, really? But it's probably unfiltered.
That's true.
Or poorly filtered.
And it's got a nice sort of amber color to it.
It does.
It catches the light very nicely.
Yeah. I would say it's somewhere between like an amber and a pale. It's a little reddish. Really poor head retention.
Yeah. It's got sort of a, definitely a lot of hoppy notes there in the nose. And also sort of that sort of generic beer smell I'm picking up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The sort of
beer on the floor smell, yes.
Beer on the floor smell.
Bud American Ale smell.
Yes, that's right. I think they patented it.
Yes, it really smells like I'm sticking my nose in a bag of hops. I have to say, more than any other beer I've had recently, that's a really fresh hop smell. So maybe this isn't just all talk. Shall we try it?
Let's go for it. Wow.
Oh.
It's not nearly as hoppy as I was expecting. Oh, wait, no, there it is.
Oh, yeah, wow, that finishes.
That took a second.
Whoa! That's really fascinating. It started like a pale.
Yeah.
It was really light. Even lighter than Sierra Nevada.
And just sort of and a really light hop flavor. And just as I was about to say that there was no hop flavor,
there
it suddenly appeared.
Wow, it works on the second sip, too. I would say that feels like a dry wine. Like, the way it leaves your mouth.
Maybe. I don't drink enough wine to make that comparison. Drinking wine, seriously.
Who does that?
Nobody I know. It's a dude. So, this is alright.
I like it. I'm a big fan. It definitely has a different...
I'm very interested in the way that the hop flavor sneaks up on you, because when you swallow, you're like, this is kind of bland. And then the next thing you know, like, the hop flavor sort of creeps
It could use a little more malt at the beginning, I think. It could use a bigger body, but it does tend toward hop water. But the hop flavor, I think, am I right in saying the hop flavor is different than other beers, or is that just the power of suggestion?
It's possibly the power of suggestion. I'm not getting much different in terms of flavor, but definitely the way that it's sort of hitting my mouth is different. That might be part of it.
Hmm.
And there's a really good hop aroma to it that I like.
Yeah, I could smell it all day. Yeah, you know what I'd like this, actually? If I lived in California and it were hot out right now instead of cold, I think I would. This would be a nice, refreshing beer.
Yeah.
All right, so as I get down into this glass here,
yeah,
it's getting a little more drinkable. The hop flavor's
mellowing it. Well, I'm not mellowing, but I think we're adjusting to it.
They call that, on the web, they call that the lupulin shift.
The lupulin shift.
Yes, lupulin being the chemical in hops the primary chemical in hops that you taste that makes them bitter.
Mm-hmm.
And the lupulin shift is, it refers to two things. Number one, the tendency of a beer to become less bitter as you drink it, which is what we're having now. And then, in extreme circumstances, people like me, who are hopheads, the tendency to like hoppier and hoppier beers over time because you've fucked up your palate so much.
You're building up a tolerance.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure I have much else to say about this beer. It's not very complex.
It's all right.
It's actually pretty close to hop water.
I don't think I would track this down again. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, man.
The 2009 came out.
Woo! Yeah.
Like, if it comes out and, you know, I've got... It was $5, so it wasn't that much money.
Yeah. Shut up. God. Ruining all my points.
Why don't you break open that the next beer, which is the...
Torpedo?
Sierra Nevada Torpedo.
It's a Sierra Nevada night. Let's try that again. It's a Sierra Nevada night.
It's a Sierra Nevada night.
It's a Serdamaneta night.
It's a Ceremony Shibidi.
It's the Robleson Mark.
Yes, Mick.
Budweiser!
What?
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and start pouring the Torpedo Extra IPA, which, as we mentioned before, specially dry hopped for added fun factor.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool, so...
Yeah.
I've had a few of these now, and I really enjoy it. I'm interested to have it with my tasting hat on.
Yeah. I've only had this once before, and I didn't have a whole one to myself. I think I tried somebody's, but...
All right, so
I remember being impressed by the amount of sort of fresh hop flavor that you get off of this.
Yeah, I really like the balance, and it seems pretty good, but I've got the lupulin shift going on pretty well now, so... Maybe it won't be as hoppy.
I think that's bullshit. I think that whole thing is bullshit. You know what it is?
I think you're bullshit.
What it is? It's like when you're in a room and you're like, oh man, it smells like burnt cat hair in here.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later you're like, it doesn't smell like burnt cat hair anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So then when somebody puts a banana under your nose, you don't know that it smells like banana. You're just like, whatever, it smells like banana. Even though it actually smells like banana and wet cat hair.
Yeah, because the smell goes away. It's burnt cat hair, not wet cat hair. Pay whatever. Attention.
Wet dog hair.
Pff, fuck. But not wet. No. You're fired. I'm getting the cat to come over here and finish this off with me.
All right. This has better head retention than the...
Not mine.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Whoa.
It's a hoppy.
That's got some hop to it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little scared.
What is that hop? Are they using Cascade like they use for just about everything else?
Well, they've got a special hop they're using. It's like if I recall correctly, there's like a limited supply of this hop.
Damn.
And that's why it's...
Oh, I can see that.
It's probably worth mentioning, I think, at this point. We don't hear anything from you guys. I'm assuming you're out there, but, you know... Feel free to comment on our blog sometime.
Yeah, we actually...
Maybe rate us on iTunes even. Because we've got one rating. And it's kind of...
From a friend.
From a friend. So it kind of feels a little lame. Even if you give us one star, we'll be like, at least somebody hates us.
Yeah.
Get out there.
I'm down with somebody hating us.
Make it happen. I'd rather have an enemy than a friend anyway. Because an enemy I can, you know...
Punch.
Well, I can punch a friend, but then they become an enemy. And it doesn't work where you punch them again and they become a friend again. It's kind of wacky like that.
It's not a toggle.
Yeah, it's like you do it once and suddenly it's game over. So this is
I'm going to dive in. That's a big hop smell. That's
a lot more clear, by the way, than the Harvest. I mean, you can see through this quite readily.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Harvest, which was very cloudy.
This is definitely unfiltered. It has a bigger hop smell than the Harvest, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the color, I think, is a little, pretty similar.
Right,
in terms of overall color.
That's more bitter right on your tongue, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Right off the bat. There's no mistaking that for a pale.
This is some heavy, bitter shit.
It's a serious... I definitely wouldn't recommend this to people who believe the old Keystone commercials.
The bitter beer face?
Yeah, the bitter beer face.
It's like, hey, man, have a beer. Oh, no, it's bitter beer face. Now the girls don't want to talk to you anymore.
The torpedo is like a... I don't know, that's
the
a...
Dorito?
The Dorito.
The Dorito is fantastic.
Dorito! The torpedo is a sipping IPA.
Yeah.
I would say, actually, so I've had a lot of really amazing IPAs. I've had Pliny the Elder in the bottle and on tap.
Fucking gross.
I've had Pliny the Younger on tap, which might be my favorite beer ever. And the Sierra Nevada Torpedo is right up there with the best IPAs that I've had.
I like Sierra Nevada's beers, and I like the Torpedo. And again, I'm not the biggest hophead in the world, like someone like yourself, who literally, I think you might have like a serious physical condition that causes this. But yeah, I think this is really good. I like the fact that the flavor you get from the hops off of this, I think, it, for lack of a better word, since I don't know for sure, it tastes fresher. It tastes a lot closer to the way that like fresh hops smell.
Well,
I guess I've never really smelled fresh hops, but fresh out of the bag hops.
Fresh dried hops.
Let's put it that way. So before they've gone through the whole boiling brewing process,
it definitely
has a lot more of that aroma and flavor to it. And I like that.
Which is, you know, I'd say it was the dry hopping, but dry hopping doesn't typically add flavor. So it's difficult to maintain this sort of... fresh hop character in the finished product. I'm impressed. The other thing I want to say about this is the mouthfeel and the carbonation level fit the beer a lot better than in the wet hop that we just had.
The Harvest?
Yeah, Harvest. Yeah, I guess they're calling it Harvest.
It's called
Harvest. 3-Leaves Harvest Wet Hop Ale. Yeah. And Harvest is in big letters.
Oh, yeah. Big old Harvest letters.
Anyway, that beer had a really thin mouthfeel. Compared to this has a sort of a bigger mouthfeel, especially considering its color, which is really light.
That's true.
And it fits the big flavor of the hops a lot better. And it carries with it a sort of a light, not sweet, I wouldn't say, but definitely malty flavor that balances pretty well.
I think you're right.
Which, again, the Harvest was not balanced at all. It was just really hop water.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing something different with it, I guess, which is nice, but...
The Torpedo is, I just think all around, it was a good choice for a new year-round beer. It's great.
This isn't something, and again, it's because just I'm not a big hop person, but I probably wouldn't pick up a six-pack of this to, like, you know, run through on my own, but steal one of yours every now and then.
Well, this is the fifth bottle of a six-pack that I bought, like, a month ago or weeks ago, so it lasts a while. I probably drink a bottle... every 3 or 4 days,
Yeah.
And That's plenty. So it's a big beer, and I'll probably keep buying it because it's only like $8 a six pack.
It's a big beer, and it needs a big cereal.
Do we have any Cheerios?
Honey Nut?
It's time for keeping Mr.
I can just give you that sound effect.
Yeah!
Just give you that sound effect from before.
Keeping news. It's time for keeping news.
You're putting a lot of vibrato on there that doesn't belong. This is supposed to be something straight.
All right.
It's time for geek-bing.
You did it again, and also it's not supposed to be that slow. You got to be more punchy. Punchier with it.
It's time for geek-bing.
You can up in there and be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, bow!
It's time for geek-bing news.
No. You rushed the last
fuck
eighth notes in there, but you're closer. You'll get there. You'll get there.
All right. Item number one. The Brewers Association has released their top 50 beer companies lists.
Boo yiggity.
Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada, obviously, as they usually do, top the craft brewer list, but they also make the top six. I think Sierra Nevada is number six on the all breweries list, which is pretty cool.
That's not bad.
Number two. Hey, there's a recession going on, Tom.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know?
Well, I mean, I did lose my job. And, I mean, I'm on unemployment. And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did happen to lose about half of my investments in the stock market.
Yeah.
But I was caught completely off guard by your statement.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about any of that shit, because you know what?
What?
My beer is getting weaker.
What?
That's true.
Oh, fuck. No.
Yep.
First they took my job, then they took my investments, now they take my beer? You sons of bitches!
Apparently, recessions typically have an effect on beer, because brewers, consumers have a desire to spend the same amount on a pint no matter what the effect of the economy.
Yeah.
And so brewers will make it up by reducing the gravity of their beers. We haven't seen that really in large scale yet, but I'm sure we will. We'll get into that in a second. You ready? You ready to find out why?
Yeah.
Microbrew sales in Oregon.
This is
item number three, by the way. Microbrew sales in Oregon are down 5-7%, depending on how you look at the numbers. But beer sales in general, up 10-20% in 2008.
Ooh.
Guess who's making up the slack? PBR, Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors.
Yeah.
That's people like you and me, man. Instead of buying Deschutes, we're buying PBR. We're buying recession beer.
I'm totally buying recession beer right now. I'm in the thick of the recession beer.
I'm not saying it's, you know, not intelligent. It's exactly what we should be doing, right?
But yeah. I kind of like PBR now. I tell myself that.
I'm not a big, you know, I'm not totally against PBR. Still more recession news. Red Hook lost fuck tons of money last year.
Oh, really?
Most of it. They lost $33 million. Oh. $30 million of which was because of the assets they got from the merger with Widmer in July. All right, and the last item of the day. We talked before about how Three Floyds is selling golden tickets to their Dark Lord Day.
It was cool. We made a couple of jokes about it, and I think I sang a song that was a copyright infringement. And
probably. Probably. Well, it turns out, newsflash, you ready?
Yeah.
People are scalping those tickets.
No.
I know what the market will bear. Three Floyds is pissed. Beer people are pissed. I'm smacking them across the head and saying,
What did you think was going to happen?
Oh my god, you're selling tickets to a rare event at a discounted price. Wait, you expect the people to buy it are just going to be nice? Well, we're just about done with this torpedo. You want to finish it up? Do the Bigfoot? Is that a yes, I want to do the Bigfoot, or no, I'm a pussy?
No, it's a yes. I'm just trying to figure out whether or not I'm going to take a couple of small sips or one big sip of the torpedo.
Small sips. Trust me, small sips.
Fuck you.
Oh god. That's what happens when you take a giant swig of a double IPA.
It was awesome. Totally awesome.
Tom's going to go throw up now. All right. Well, let's move on to the Bigfoot.
On to the Bigfoot.
All right, so this is supposed to be a barley wine style ale. It's 2009 Bigfoot. We decided that even the really good barley wines don't age particularly well. So I haven't been worried about aging this, really.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's meant to be aged anyway.
And that might just be our own personal preference. But
sure.
Because I know there are some people who are very big onto aging beer. Part of that, I think, is just sort of like, dude, we can age beer. Shit, yeah. It's better like wine. No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, some beer does well, right? Like the Curio and the Samael.
Yeah, the Samael definitely, I think, aged well.
So this is a Barley Wine style, yeah? We've had
Barley Wine style!
We've had a little bit of experience with Barley Wines now.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how this is with my tasting hat on. I've had a couple bottles of this, but, you know. I admit, I drank some of them just straight out of the bottle. Oh, it has a little sweet kick to it, like a Barley Wine one. On the head, anyway. On the nose, I mean. Maybe on the eyes.
Not on the eyes. Ooh, pour it in your ear and see what happens.
It's a brilliant red color.
It is. It's dark and... like, it's sort of this dark, rich red, reddish brown.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter what I hold it in front of. It's always red, so I'm going to assume that's real and not just, like, tungsten lighting related. Yeah, it definitely has some, like, that barley wine... like, I think if you gave this to me to just smell... I don't know, maybe on alternate days I would identify it as an IPA or a barley wine.
This also looks like it's probably got some carbonation to it, which I think most of the barley wines we've had before in the past have been relatively uncarbonated.
Yeah, that's true. It's definitely bubbling up. So. Yeah. Should we try it?
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Could be a barley wine.
It could be nothing.
It could be a double IPA. Although if it were a double IPA, it would be poor.
It would also need to be hoppier.
Yeah, it's not as hoppy as the Torpedo for sure.
Yeah.
If only because I now can't really taste any hops.
That might be part of it. But to be honest, this reminds me more of The Harvest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just in terms of... except for it doesn't have that strong hop kick at the end of it.
Right? It's not...
it's heavier, yeah. But in terms of... like, most of the time with a barley wine, I expect a stronger flavor, especially from the malt end of things.
Yes.
A much stronger malt flavor. And I'm not...
yeah, there's a lot of...
this has got sort of like the heavier mouthfeel that you'd expect
probably from barley wine. The alcohol sweetness.
Yeah, but it doesn't, it's not kicking up the flavors the way that, you know, some of these things that we had at the barley wine festival.
Yeah, I would expect especially from a new barley wine, I would expect a much bigger hop, or a much bigger malt flavor. I bet if we went downstairs and grabbed, like, the Rogue Old Crustacean, or the Alaskan barley wine, we'd get a lot more hop out of them.
I mean, it's definitely there. It's got sort of that... it's got a chunk of that sort of big malt sweetness you expect to get, but I think it's a little over hopped for a barley wine, at least for my preference towards a barley wine.
Yeah, I wonder if they're not, like,
maybe that's why it is barley wine style. But
we definitely had some hoppier barley wines at the Barley Wine Festival, and we didn't like them as much as the maltier ones. So maybe that's just our preference. Yeah. But
maybe this is one that would benefit from a little bit of aging.
Oh, yeah, mill out the hops a little.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll keep a bottle downstairs for a little while. See how it is.
Wrapping it up, this Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
From Sierra Nevada?
Sierra Nevada. What was it? California. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, if I was having a barley wine night, I wouldn't be like, oh man, we're capping it off with the Bigfoot Ale. What? Yeah,
I think it'd be more like, hey guys, we're starting things out with the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that, really.
If it even made an appearance.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. I think it falls in with The Harvest, where I probably wouldn't seek it out.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't have much more to say about this. I think we discussed it pretty thoroughly. It's sort of somewhere maybe between a barley wine and an IPA, but...
yeah.
All said, I don't think I'd give it high marks if I were, like, judging it as a barley wine.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not the style of beer that I typically like to go for. It doesn't really fall solidly into any single camp. Like, it doesn't fall solidly into the IPA camp. It doesn't fall solidly into the barley wine camp.
Yeah, after a few sips, it's definitely too hoppy to be a barley wine.
And so it's just sort of, it's a little all over the place. And
I'll put a bottle of it downstairs. We'll see how it is.
Cellar that bitch.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe it is a beer that'll get a little better.
Maybe it'll age well.
All right, so we do, I actually want to start... a new section. A new feature.
You want to add shit now?
Yeah.
Dude, we got, like, this thing down. We have our little...
but nobody cares.
I can add shit.
We can add shit if we want to.
I guess nobody's listening. Whatever. Let's add something.
Woo!
So this is Ethan and Tom's Double Dutch Rudder moment. Wait.
What?
I'm sorry. I totally thought we were doing something else.
Put your clothes back on.
My bad. Won't happen again.
All right. So, I actually wanted to start, like, a little quick hit section, like, boop, boop, boop,
you know? Chicka, chicka, now it's time for quick hits! We'll have to do something better than that.
Whatever.
That sounds too much like the Geek Bear News. It needs to be something that's
it's
unique.
Supposed to be similar. That doesn't sound at all. Fuck you. God.
It's too much.
All right. So,
work on it. We'll get back to it next week.
We both drink quite a bit of beer.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Speak for yourself.
And,
I drink too much beer, thank you.
And, you know, we go through a fair bit of beer, and I just wanted to maybe have a little section where we would talk about what we've drunk recently.
Well, I talk about what I drunk, tell you what, boy.
What you drunk?
I drunk dang it all up. So you got a couple things that you want to talk about. I got a couple things I want to talk about.
Should we just alternate? I wanted to take a moment. I recently bought a 24-pack of the Alaskan Amber at Costco.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I needed to pimp this beer a little because it's my go-to spring and fall beer. And it's not a beer that's, like, dark enough to drink in the winter, and it's not really light enough to drink in the summer, but it's a great spring and fall beer. They call it an alt-style ale, and it's a great beer.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it as well.
It's malty and lightish, and it looks great in a glass. It smells great. It's fantastic.
Sweet. Well, the first thing I wanted to talk about, the Avery Maharaja, because I hadn't had it before.
Okay.
And they call it a super citrus double IPA.
Okay.
And it definitely does have sort of some citrusy flavor to it, but I would think more what I sort of described it as, and I think I mentioned this earlier to you, it sort of had almost sort of like a sour berry flavor in the aftertaste. And so it was a really strong
like
IPA.
A raspberry or something?
More like a tart. Not okay. necessarily raspberry.
Boysenberry?
Just sort of like a tart berry-ish flavor. Like,
okay.
I couldn't tell you like the specific berries.
Is it like dark berries, like raisins? Or dark fruits like raisins?
No. It was much lighter. Like almost from maybe a cranberry. I wouldn't say cranberry,
okay.
but along those lines.
Okay.
It was both
tart
and fruity.
Sure. All right. Yeah. So my second beer. I got a chance to try the Hophenge, which is Deschutes Experimental IPA.
No!
So it's really bitter, really hoppy, but it was also incredibly well-balanced. No real sweetness to speak of that I can remember, but just a really, really high-quality Imperial IPA. I would say Stone Ruination has a real contender in the Hophenge, and I hope Deschutes keeps making it.
Nice. All right, my next one up here is the Avery Czar. This one is an Imperial Stout, a big, bad Imperial Stout.
Nice.
11%.
Sweet.
And this stuff, I mean, it basically tasted like what you'd want your dream stout to taste like, right?
Oh.
It was very dark, and it had a high alcohol content without being aggressive with the alcohol. Mm. It had just this really clean beer smell to it without, you know, sort of getting that funk, sort of the on-the-floor funk that you can sometimes get off of beer.
Sure, so sort of that that light maltiness, like maybe the fresh maltiness.
Exactly, yeah, sort of that fresh malt smell coming off of it.
Yep.
And just basically all sort of the dark roasted, you know, complexity that you'd want to get from a stout. I mean, this basically, to me, is what I always kind of wanted a stout to be, and it was there. And again, I'm sort of an Avery fanboy at this point, so...
All right,
you can't take anything I say at face value.
All right, so that's Geek Beer Quick Hits.
Quick Hits!
Ah!
Bring it out!
So now we're done.
Quick Hits!
No, now we're done with the podcast.
Quick Hits!
Shut up.
Quick!
I'm going to kill you.
Quick!
My cat is going to kill you and eat your flesh.
I'm not scared of your cat.
Whatever.
Your cat is scared of me.